855-325-3231.
Ladies, it's almost here, just days away, and you do not want to miss it. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. We have an anointed, action-packed couple of days planned just for you. Featuring special musical guest, Sister Ronnie Maddox.
Said he'll never give up on me.
Special musical guest and speaker from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pastor Deborah Moncrief.
To the cross where thou hast died. Draw me.
And our anointed speaker for the conference from Charlotte, North Carolina, Bishop Larry Jackson.
Come on, the Bible tells me I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Go, my God. I'm not trying to conquer the world first. I'm trying to conquer me first. I got to conquer me first. Once I conquer me, I can conquer the world.
We'll have service Friday night at 7 p.m. and services, workshops, lunch, and more on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. Ladies, you can't afford to miss this time of refreshing in the Lord, tailor-made just for you. Gather up your sister friends and meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. Early registration has been extended until May 10th, so you can get in on that right now by calling 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
No matter how bad you were, but see, you make your choice. Heaven or hell. God doesn't stop loving you. But once you step over, it's over. That means separation from God. Tell somebody right now, you make the choice. He doesn't stop loving you. But he made you a free will being. What shall we say then to these things? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Get it back up. God forbid. That's Romans 6 and 1. God forbid. Next verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Next verse. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Say it in. God forbid.
God forbid.
God is not saying just continue on and my grace will abound toward you. No, God is not saying that. God is saying, shall you continue in sin and my grace continue abound? God, no, I forbid that. There's got to be what we call repentance. Not penance, but repentance. You know, you got people that get sorry because they get caught. But getting sorry because you got caught doesn't mean repentance. Repentance means to have a change of mind. Repentance means to want deliverance from something. Repentance means to turn away from something and go the other way. God forbid. For how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I'm telling you now, because time is coming. Where judgment is going to start.
Amen.
And people talk about, where you judging? Well, the Word of God says, judge not that ye be not judged. But when you judge,
amen. Amen.
Judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
See, a lot of folks like to use that first verse, judge not.
Amen.
Don't you judge.
Amen.
Judge not that, get it for me. I think it's what it was, Matthew 7. Judge not that ye be not judged. But when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Get it up so everybody can see it.
Amen.
It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7. Please. Can we get it up?
Amen.
It is in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 first. Judge not that you be not judged, right?
Amen.
Verse 2. For with the same judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Verse 3. And why behold is the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Verse 4. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, I'm looking for another verse. It's not in that verse. The reference is there, but it may be Luke. Somebody look it up for me. But it says, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Somebody will find it for me. Okay, judge not that you be not judged, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Judge according to the word of God. See, the word of God will judge us. Are you hearing? The word of God is what judges us as to righteousness. It's fair. And so God says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? When whoever finds this, just shout it out to me. John, what is it?
John 7:24.
Get it up for me. Just so that we can all see it, because we're working on something here. What is it? Matthew 7:24. Y'all confusing me. Okay, John 7:24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Now Matthew chapter what, 7? Matthew 7:24. Wait. Okay, where's the other one? Matthew 7:2. We read it. Okay. Well, y'all done messed it all up. See how the enemy really don't want you to hear this. Because he wants people afraid. See, he wants you to just be politically correct.
Amen.
Afraid to speak out against things because it's judging. No, it's not judging.
Amen.
It's judging righteous judgment. And it's about time that the church, see, I'm talking about the virgin church that's going to produce the remnant that will stand up for what is right.
Amen.
In the face of adversity, in the face of the world system, in the face of being politically correct, saying the right things, not being afraid, hello?
Amen.
Not being afraid of repercussions, amen? Trusting God to protect you. Amen. Trusting God to have his way. Because because there are voices that are going to be shut down. Because they're full of compromise. They negotiate. They're fearful voices. Amen. They don't want to say anything that might be controversial.
Amen.
Even if it's the truth.
Amen.
But then there are those whom God is going to favor. Because they believe, they trust. So this company is going to know no bounds or limitations of the carnal nature. This virgin church is one that has not known man. Man's traditions, man's philosophies, man's doctrines, doctrines of demons, etc., etc., etc. Are we clear on that?
Amen.
Now, if you give me 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Paul says, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul speaking to the church at Corinth, he says, I have espoused you to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin unto Christ. Paul says, I'm presenting the church, you can get that down, I'm presenting the church as a chaste virgin. In other words, I'm not adding any seed to it.
Amen.
I'm not adding any of my philosophies to it. I'm not adding any of my doctrine to it. I'm not adding any of the ways of the world to it. I'm presenting the church as a chaste virgin.
Amen. Amen.
See, we're just groomsmen. We're in the wedding, but there's a bride, and we're preparing the bride for her husband.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're not preparing them. We're not taking advantage of the bride.
Amen.
We're not trying to use the bride. Now, Paul said he presented her a chaste virgin unto her husband, unto the Lord.
Amen.
This is what God wants. He doesn't want all this other stuff.
Amen.
It's not the mega church, it's the omega church.
Amen.
See that model people have wanted just omega, I'm sorry, mega, but there's a whole lot with mega.
Amen.
And the question is always, what is it producing? What type of seed is it producing? As we heard last week, is it that deformed seed? What we want to produce is a chaste virgin to present to the Lord. A bride without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Without a bunch of additives. Without a bunch of law and you know, rules and regulations, but a chaste virgin. Why? Because that is the church that's going to produce the remnant.
Amen.
Tell somebody there's a higher order.
A higher order.
Give me Revelation chapter 12. God is calling you to come up higher. Before we go there, you know, there's this concept of the eunuch, and it's in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 19, verse 12. I won't go there, just write it down and you go take a look at it. Eunuchs were made by, there are eunuchs that were made by men. There were eunuchs that were born eunuchs.
Amen. Amen.
But in Matthew 19, 12, it says that, and there are those that have made themselves eunuchs.
Amen.
For the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.